It says Aningol, I'm Andy Heaton. Had a fairly long break. I'm delighted back with a bang and to welcome Clive Tilley to the show. I'm really excited about having who soundtracked some of the best goals of my Liverpool support and life. So to have him on the show is a huge honour and privilege. Thank you, Clive.
I go back way before you. I mean, one of the great tricks for somebody of my generation is to try to pick an all-time Liverpool 11, which sadly has been complicated a little bit in the last 5 years by people like Van Dijk and Salah and Alisson, who we never thought would happen. I never saw Little play. I got very, very, very vague childhood memories of the 60s team, but there's plenty to be going on with between Ray Clements and Steven Gerrard to pick a quite a formidable 11. But as I say, it's been complicated in recent times.
Yeah, I often have this conversation with, before we get into the order, I had a conversation with my dad a while ago. You know, up until, well, one of your goals, actually, which we'll get into. He swore blind we'd never have a better player than Graeme Souness. He swore blind we'd never seen the goalkeeper like Ray Clements. And you have that conversation with him now, and it's a lot more robust from his end in regards to challenging himself, especially with the corner fella we've got wearing the number one jersey.
Yeah, and in terms of the greatest person that I've ever met, that played for Liverpool Football Club. My wife, Susan, who you've met and know, is a wonderful person and has met some very, very famous football people through my work, as she is not a football fan, so she assesses them as human beings, and we've grown very close and fond friends with many of them. If you were to ask her the person that's made the biggest impact on her as a human being, it would be Ray Clements, without any doubt.
No, that's lovely to hear. On the few times I was fortunate to have met him at Anfield with various functions, he was so humble. If you didn't know who Ray Clements was, like, I mean, I'm why would you, but to say he's not someone that dominated the room. He's just a humble, pleasant guy, an absolute privilege. Just while we're talking about goalkeepers, and this actually leans into Liverpool in the 80s and Everton. We talk about, so one of the greatest goalkeepers I've ever seen in my life is Neville Southall. And I saw his book from 1980, Insight to Perfection. Anyway, one thing that I find really strikingly similar, and Schmeichel was the same as well. For me, goalkeepers nowadays, the first thought is safety first, get the ball away. You know, just get, I'm not taking responsibility for this. I'm not going to take charge of the situation. I will. The one thing that's something, when you watch old tapes of Neville, is that he'd take a shot, arrow it into the top corner with either really thin gloves on or no gloves, and hold it.